What are you saying?
Just because I'm not, he might do it.
He might not do it?
He might do it.
Oh. 005. No sheer Thursday night either, in case it has to be said. So it's being said. So not Thursday night either. But Kiddush Levana 9:30, Chavis Halvavas 9:45. Okay. Yeah, the rules of picking a chazan. Get your test. Yeshmonim ger melio shliach tzibur, because if you Mishnah is bikurim, there's a side that a ger can't really say alokei avoseinu even when he davens privately, so he shouldn't be a shliach tzibur and change the nusach. But v'nitchu divrayim simin nun gimel sif yutes, but v'nitchu divrayim, because we don't pass like that, we pass on that he could say alokei avoseinu. Okay. That's Avraham Goyim of Avraham Avinu. Now we get to the rules. So we'll see that, okay, Afilu Yochid, interesting halacha. It really, halacha really, there's a body of halacha that talks about really democratic procedures. How a town is supposed to be run. I mean, they could run it theoretically however they want, but the way the Chazal envisioned is that you had seven people that were democratically elected, and they basically ran the town. You know, seven Zion Tuvayir, and there were elections. They weren't allowed to do anything usher, but within the realm of running the town. And you went Basaro. I mean, the idea of democracy and majority rule, this is basically Torah ideas, but there's certain exceptions, like we'll see now by a shliach tzibur. So since he represents the tzibur and he has to be motzi the whole tzibur, we're talking about a shliach tzibur that was motzi the tzibur. So we have here halacha afilu yochid yochol la'ake v'lomar eini rosh shemploini yiyachazon. We'll see. There's a lot of qualifications to this. It looks a little strange. Because there's always that yochid who's always going to say he doesn't want, and nothing will ever get done. If you ever try to build anything onto your house in a building b'shutaf in Eretz Yisrael, so you'll know there's always someone that says no, either because he wants something out of it, or he wants a payoff, or just for the heck of it, he says no. So there's always someone that's going to say no. So we'll see all the qualifications of this halacha. When it comes to electing him as chazon, again, chazon, we're talking about a srora, it was a position of prominence, of kavod, and he was motzi everyone, so that's why the yachid also could say, I don't want him to be motzi me. Imloishik var hiskim olav mitchila, and now he wants to back off, and for whatever reason. So we'll see all the qualifications of these halachas. We'll learn a little about democratic or semi-democratic procedures. Ado Agad, the Ramot explains, the Tuvayir are the people that run the city. Zion Tuvayir is the usual number. So he explains them that he has a cheshbon. So even if he's outvoted, well, we take a yochid into account. But it has to be a tam hogun. Abu Balaboch, just because he says no, I don't want, because I don't like his face. Ain't a yochid yochol limchos b'shliach tzibur. The imhu sono, meaning we know already. So adarabba yochol limchos bo kodem shehiskim olav. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, because we're talking about a shliach tzibur that was motzi people. So if there was an enmity there, you can't have a shliach tzibur that we're afraid is going to deliberately exclude someone from his being motzi them. So that creates a problem. Umisha hu soni l'shliach tzibur, lo yalu l'sefer Torah shekori atolchocha. Really, if he's soni anybody in the shul, we have to, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah will really clarify all of these halachas. Okay, let's go learn the Mishnah Berurah. Sukkot Nun Aleph. So the Mechaber says even a Yochid, and the Ramah says only if he has a Tam Hogan. Nun Aleph. Ve'esah Hismanus, before he's elected. Ve'atam, whatever the qualifications are, there's exceptions in the qualifications, but we're certainly giving a Yochid a power beyond if they wanted to raise taxes. So why? Shreatfilos v'mokam atmidim tiknum. B'chol yisod yeshlam chelek batmidim. Miyuchol ha'akav korona shlomi daito. So that's why a yochid has like an inordinate amount of power here. If it's rational, if it makes sense, if he's not just doing it lahachis, but he still has this inordinate amount of power because you're talking about a real, real tzibur thing. So he has to be motzi everybody. If he wants agreed already, unless he has a majority. They want to pay him off. If it's a bizoyim, what did he do wrong? The majority could vote him out. Then Chesham Mishpat kicks in. This wouldn't always be true, but as a general rule it would be true that you'd have to pay him. He can't get another job now. So that's what it's talking about. So that's the pashtus. You do have a responsibility to a hired person that's to pay, even if you fire him. So then there's really a lot more to this. It depends why you fired him, really. And it depends if he could get another job, really. And it's... So, this is a little... You have to know this is a rather complex opinion about how much to pay him. Nowadays, and we'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah, because people fight and people just do things lahachis, and they make up stories about people, unfortunately. So, ba'achiv ha'rashus la'avir rak v'yad shivas tu b'hi'ir o ha'nevrorim kol mokum among l'fiyat ha'kona. Even nowadays, really, every town is governed by a constitution and there's a set of rules, and it really deals with all of these circumstances. And you don't really follow the Shulchan Aruch if so, because there's the rules how the town functions. So once there's rules in such and yonim, it can be subjective. You can make up whatever rules you want. Still could I to learn it, by the way, I'm saying, because you see, you get a picture of how things maybe ideally should be run, unless you make up rules to the contrary. Any road set. One person could say, I don't want. Again, remember that there are more will add if he has a Tom Hogan. And now we know that it's, yeah, because we tfilos are different, was there connected karbonos. There's another candidate. We can't afford a better chazan than this one. He's not the greatest in the world, but you know him we could afford. We couldn't afford the other guy. So Elohu Yosef Bishalo, this Yochid that's objecting, even if he's giving a rational reason, but he's still only a yochid. So, if it costs more to get a different chazan, he has to pay more. Avul mivaratan also, but if he shows Shazah Hasheni, who mu'ulam in a rishon k'negatosus adonim, he's worth more money, even if he says he's worth more, that doesn't matter. You always find a better guy. I don't know how the shul went around pricking a rov, but these rules apply there too, really, ideally, except if there were already rules in place how to do it. The membership votes, and it is majority, but these rules really apply to that also, all of these things. Sheploni yiyachazam. Wait a second. It's not kabbonos. You don't have that rationale. You don't have that rationale. Maybe okay, maybe you have something similar to that rationale. He has to be everyone's mentor. So if he won't be, if this person, if he won't, like, relate to this person, so the person can object. Again, it has to be a valid reason, etc., etc. But maybe you don't have the tzushtalta karbonos, but maybe it's just as important that he relates to every single person. The Dafka Kshirotza LeKabalachi, see, by a Rav you have to say this. By a Chazan you didn't have to say this, because you need a Chazan. But maybe this guy likes better to be in a shul without a Rav. So we say no. So we only listen to the Yachid when he wants to take a Rav. Aval Amorich HaShani Rav Tashiyah Marvitz Torah Bakol, Pshit Hashem B'macha Oso Klum. So that's what I thought also, that the Rav is a Marvitz Torah. I used to think that also. She, now it's not a Sror anymore. I'm a social worker. Now you're hiring a cheap social worker. Pshit Hashem B'machosu Klum. V'filu Hamiyat Yechaylun Lokuf L'Rov. If the Rov, you hear if there's a membership meeting, Rov people say they don't want a Rov. They don't want a Rov. They're happy without a Rov. The Miyat could be Kofa the Rov, unless there's a rule, I guess, drawn up in the Constitution or the Shul, that everything is decided by majority rule. You can always be masneh. Anything that has to do with ben odom lachadero, and you're not talking about an iser, things like this, you could make it tonight. You put it into the constitution. So whoever becomes a member, al das kein, that it's going to be determined by majority rule. I don't know. But even this halacha, let's say the majority doesn't want a rov at all, so the Mishnah Berurah says the miyut could be kaifa the rov, because you have to have someone. I'm not so sure if what I'm saying is correct. I don't know if they could stipulate that majority rule, even legabe that. Maybe this is already like a more objective isuvaheta type halacha, but they have to have a mora, a derech. Have to have a mora, so you, even the miyut could be kite for the rov. On the other hand, if it would be an objective requirement, then even if none wanted, they would have to get one. So it is somewhat subjective. So then, I guess maybe you could make it tonight. But Philip Barotze, I guess at the Prima Gordon always applies now also. And now it's all totally in the Zion to Vehoir. And if they say they don't want, so they don't want. Afilu Barotze Lim No Sacher Moser Sharov Akol Maskim Molv Hu Odif Mizeh Gamkin Eni Yocholim Chos Be'efshut Afilu Miyut Yecholim Lokof Laroiv Liskor Mu'ule. Because when it comes to Marbitz Torah, you have to get the best one possible. So could even be that a Miyut could be Koyf of the Roiv Liskor Mu'ule. The only thing I remember, these things come up. Sometimes they are noigeo. If no other arrangements are made, these things are very are really noigeo. These halachas. Sometimes they pop up in yeshivas, in shuls. These things pop up, and you really have to know these halachas to paskin them. It comes to Beis Din. A miyut wants a rov. A rov doesn't want a rov. This one, they want someone else. You have all these fights. Like, it turns into, usually you just end up making two shuls. They break away, that's all. So you have two shuls now. You have hostile takeovers. What they do, you know, it's not hard to be a member. It's just a question of money. So they stack. The question in front of the Beis Din was if they very clearly stacked the membership to make it. Well, the Lubavitchers wanted it. They wanted to make a hostile takeover at a shul. So they, it was like $50 membership. So they stacked the membership. Then they voted to take a run. Kosu Achreinim. Shazad did the Shechunaruch Hu Dafka B'Yemeyim. besides the prima godim, now the Mishnah Berurah says, unfortunately, nowadays people are so argumentative. That's a nice word. You can't follow these halachas, because someone's always gonna try to mess it up. Because he'll think his candidate was slighted. Right? So he'll always try to mess up whatever you try to do. Now it becomes a little musadik. They wanna have a fight. They like a good fight. There's what to talk about. The mikvah. If you had to ask everybody's opinion, you'll never get anywhere. You notice we are in a door. I don't know if you people, every chassidus now, there's a fight. Bobov has a fight. Satma has a huge fight. It's a court. It's a court. The Satma and court. If you're talking about millions and millions of dollars worth of real estate, millions of dollars worth of real estate holdings. So one son's fighting with the other son. And Bobov is fighting. That's what he says. Unfortunately, you know, we're laughing, but that's why the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says, you know. It ain't coming back. Madach, it was Nechrav, the Chafetz Chaim. Kosh game. It takes more to build it than to stop it from being Nechrav. So, now there's a lot of rules. Alkin Hochanach HaRov Porei Hamas. Taxes, Afilu Psulei Kurvei B'neihem. Other things, membership, pay. Some places say you have to be a member for a year before you can vote. You have to have a constitution, really. That's why it's very important to have a constitution. They still, of course, doesn't have a constitution. But they have meetings, minutes of meetings, where they discuss that they have to have one. This is really the prima godim. You just follow the elected leaders. And they could basically do what they want. Well, nothing will ever get done. There's another reason. This is more localized to a chazan. So one person could mess up the whole thing, because you can't have a shliach tzibur, it's not being motzi everyone. And this guy refuses, and he has a good reason. But now that kulam b'kiyim, a shliach tzibur is just to sing the piyutim. He just kaddish u'borchu. So that's another reason why nowadays the power of the yochid has shrunk. But it's really regarding a chazan. I'm telling you, every once in a while you have like a big dintaira over like who gets the rabbonus, the shul, someone died, and the like, and these things become negeya, that one person could object. He has to pay more money if it's more expensive to get someone else. This is a kaseda. It's not at all uncommon. In lo shekvar hismala mitchilasu vim kiblu l'zman v'nishlam hazman l'mikri hismala mitchila dashav avi kabbalah chadosh. If you have to renew his contract, so it's not called you already agreed to him. Now it's a new decision. Should you renew his contract or not? Okay, let's continue. Let's skip to the next Mishnah Berurah. Tuvi Ha'ir, Rav Salomar, he gave them a rational reason why he doesn't want. Okay. Sono, Rav Salomar, we know already they're sonim. So again, ironically, that creates a bigger problem. How can he be a shliach tzibur to his sonei? So certainly he can object. You know, he doesn't have to have a rational reason anymore. If you know they are enemies. Right? So he doesn't have to give a rational reason why he doesn't want this guy to be motzi him, they're enemies. So, ironically, that gives him more power, because he can object. Because we know he's enemies, we know he's not making up a reason. We know they're old enemies. Okay. Look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Zion. He says the Shliach Tzibur has to be merutzel l'kol. Should be more careful to be maver al midosov. That people should like him. He shouldn't have any enemies. But he shouldn't be machnif them if they're doing something wrong. Okay. So he says then with the last halacha that it says if you're someone sona you shouldn't get that aliyah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it that if you don't like him, he probably doesn't like you, and he's the one that's laning, so have in mind that the caller should be chal on you. So the Mishnah Berurah first brings down a sheet that even if you get the aliyah, you shouldn't go up. You shouldn't go up. That's how scary it is. We're talking about asone. Others argue. If you end up going up because it's a bezoyim atayra not to go up, if they called you, so it's a lack of kavod atayra, so he, Mishnah Berurah applies the rule of shoymen mitzvah lo yeda davara. So even if the chazan reading the teichacha does have in mind chalila that the klolas should affect you, but if the reason you went up is because of kavod atayra, it shouldn't be a zilzal in the Torah, because it's not nice if someone refuses to go up. Once they call you, you have to go up. So if that's your kavana, shem mitzvah double. What? The minig nowadays is because of this.
That's the reason.
Well, because of such problems. So they just.